I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we'll have more on the nation's unemployment picture. We're going to talk about why those who have just a high school diploma are so heavily affected. It's our Behind Closed Doors conversation, and that's a little later. But first, let's take a break from grim financial news and talk about the Grammys. Last night was the 51st Grammy Awards ceremony. There were some eye-catching performances, among them a very pregnant M.I.A., joined on stage by Jay-Z, T.I., Kanye, and Lil Wayne, and some last-minute absences, most notably hip-hop couple Rihanna and Chris Brown. Joining us to talk about the awards are Danielle Smith, editor-in-chief of Vibe magazine, and Jordan Levin, music critic for the Miami Herald. Welcome to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great to be here.
Well, I'm sorry to do this, but I have to ask about the headline being the absence of Rihanna and Chris Brown. He was arrested last night on allegations of battering a woman. We don't know who that woman is, but of course the speculation runs to Rihanna, who's his girlfriend. Danielle, did this cast a pall over the proceedings last night?
I was there last night. I don't think it cast a pall over the actual proceedings, but I do think at some of the after parties, especially those sponsored by the labels that those artists are signed to, that there was a little bit of a pall over those events, yes. But I had actually seen them together the night before at the Clive Davis pre-Grammy banquet, and I don't know what it means, but the two did look very much in love and very affectionate with each other that evening.
Well, let's talk about the awards then. Let's talk about the program overall. So, Jordan, any surprises in the awards last night?
I was surprised that Robert Plant and Alison Krauss won Album of the Year.
Because?
It's a nice album. I'm not that familiar with it, but I don't know what to call it. It's a country, new pop, new blues kind of amalgam. And with the things that it was up against, I don't know if I see that reflective as the best album of the year.
You weren't feeling it?
No.
You were not feeling it. Well, can we play a little clip? We do have a little clip of them performing Gone, 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 and one of the songs from the album. Here it is. Let's play it.
Sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you wake up and find that you're alone. So I'll be gone, 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 really gone, 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 gone.
Jordan wasn't feeling it, Danielle. What about you?
I wasn't necessarily feeling it either. It's just you almost could guess it just because Alison Krauss is a Grammy favorite. I mean, she has 21 Grammys. And then, you know, Robert Plant is from Led Zeppelin. It's almost like someone went in a room and decided what would be an album that would win Album of the Year at the Grammys. And this is what you would pretty much come up with. It's like an older rock and roller, Grammy favorite, American blues music. You know, it's the same production crew that put together the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou album that won Album of the Year back in 2002. So while I don't necessarily agree, I just think that the older voters of NARIS spoke up.
Ouch.
They did, loudly.
Well, I think that happens a lot in the Grammys, is people tend to go, well, once you start winning them, you tend to keep on winning them. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a lot of older people in the music business, and nobody can listen to everything. And it's easier for people to vote for what they know than for something new.
Well, what about previous award winners? Jordan, you specialize in Latin music, and Juanes won for Best Latin Pop Album. He'd been a previous winner at the Latin Grammys. Does that tend to have an effect? You know what I mean? Does recognition in other areas spill over to the Grammys in the way that the Golden Globe seems to affect the Oscars?
Latin music still tends to be on its own planet, but that aspect where once you start winning, once you become famous, it just perpetuates itself is even stronger in the Latin music world because it's a smaller field, it's a smaller planet. I'm a big fan of Juanes and have been from the beginning since before he became famous, but he's so dominant at every Latin Grammy award, and you want other people to start to get heard. It was a big deal when he got heard at the beginning, when he got 7 nominations and 3 awards, when he was nobody because he represented something fresh. I still think he's a great artist, but I think other artists should get recognized as well. It opens up the music.
Did you hear how he slipped in? Well, I knew him before he was famous, so I was feeling him back before he was famous. But I love how you slipped that in, Jordan. But well, now I feel a little bad. I kind of want to play a little bit of Juanes One for, even though you're saying it's already sort of time to open up the airwaves to other folks. But can we play just a little bit of La Vida Es Un Ratito?
Yeah, let me say, honestly, I love that record. I gave it 4 stars. I thought it was incredibly moving. I thought he combined really personal songs. It's basically about the almost breakup of his marriage. And I think it's a very powerful record. He's a great live artist. I just go like, you know, where's the next Juanes? And does the, you know, will he or she get a break?
Okay. Well, let me just play a little bit of a clip just for people who don't know what we're talking about. Here it is. Here's Juanes in La Vida Es Un Ratico. Here's a short clip. Speaking of moving, Danielle, do I have this right? At home, the Jennifer Hudson's performance, I think, seemed like a very emotional experience. Was it like that there? She won Best R&B Album. It just seemed like the whole thing seemed almost overwhelming.
You know what? I think there weren't too many dry eyes at Staples Center last night. It was amazing, especially with the group I was sitting with, for her to even be there. And singing so beautifully, and you know, it's a tragedy, but it's still, as we watch these artists, to see how tragedy affects somebody, and as horrifying as, you know, what she has gone through is, you can't help but think, has this added some depth to her as an artist and as a performer? Because I think that, frankly, Jennifer Hudson was more moving last night and again at the Clive Davis pre-Grammy function the night before than I'd ever seen her.
For those who may not remember, Jennifer Hudson lost her mother, her nephew, and I believe another relative earlier this year. They were murdered, it's believed to be by the former husband of her sister, and just a terrible situation. And she had not been very much seen in public since. I think we have time just to play a short clip of her performing the song You Pulled Me Through, and here it is. We only have a couple minutes left, and we did want to talk about rap a little bit. Lil Wayne won Best Rap Album for the Carter 3. But since you were there, I wanted to ask about the live performances. I wanted to ask each of you, what did you think were the best live performances? The Grammys did something kind of interesting. They did some kind of unusual pairings. Well, I do have to ask, what was up with Stevie Wonder and the Jonas Brothers? I just can't quite process that situation.
I just wanted them to call him Mr. Wonder. They kept calling him Stevie, and I was like, something about that. I don't know. I really liked Chris Martin and Jay-Z. That moment was it was stunning. It was made for TV. It was Grammy all day, and I thought that I think that Jay-Z is in the prime of his career, and it was amazing to see him at work.
And Jordan, what about you?
I'm terrible at picking, so I'll try to quickly say several that I loved. I love the Rat Pack, the Swagga Like Us. I just thought they were dynamic together, and I love the sight of MIA and that little polka dot thing all over her pregnant belly.
Oh, my God.
I thought Paul
McCartney...
looked
like a bumblebee. I'm sorry. I'm just...
I covered the Latin Grammys when I was 6 months pregnant. I really appreciate women who go to it, even though they're getting ready to have a baby.
Well, me too. I mean, but you know, I guess covering public affairs and sitting on the Sunday morning talk shows isn't quite the same thing as you know, getting jiggy with it at the Grammys when you're that far along. Okay,
I was sitting on eggshells is all I could.
That's right. That's right. We were all. She has our respect. Jordan Levin is a music writer for the Miami Herald. She was kind enough to join us from WLRN in that city. Danielle Smith is the editor-in-chief for Vibe magazine. And let's just play a little bit of Swagga Like Us to go out. Thank you both for joining us.
But I can't teach you my swag. You can pay for school, but you can't buy class. through the hard knocks of a grad and an old blue Becky is my graduation cap.
It's over.
Tipping, tipping, rolls, dripping with the sun.